Hollywood and fantasy are inseparable. That will be on display again this evening at the Academy Awards. From the orchestrated red carpet entrances to the predictably interminable acceptance speeches, still, sometimes fantasy and concise expressions of appreciation do collide, even at the Oscars. Last year, upon winning a statuette for Best Animated Feature, Andrew Stanton took advantage of the moment to broadcast a kiss to his wife.
And to my wife, Julie, I wrote it to you in a note in eighth grade, and now I can say it in front of a billion people. I love you.
We would never question a man's love for his wife, but a billion? Daniel Radosh raised that question in this week's New Yorker, and he came up with a somewhat smaller number of viewers. Daniel Radosh joins us from our New York bureau. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
And so the envelope, please. What's the real number of people who watch the Oscars?
The honest answer is no one knows. Certainly, it is a lot less than 1 billion, as you can figure just by thinking about it, really. You've got, on a good year, about 40 million Americans watch the Oscars, which means you have to pick up 960 million more people around the world. And where are those people coming from? Peru? Korea? One thing to keep in mind is that we don't know how many people watch because outside of America, very few countries have a rating system the way we have. So audience numbers are educated guesses at best. The Academy will tell you, honestly, that the Oscars can be seen in more than 150 countries around the world. What they don't usually say is that in many of those countries, it's only available on cable networks or satellite networks that only very few people subscribe to. So if you calculate the total potential audience for the Oscars, it's about 2 billion people. That's 2 billion people could watch the Oscars.
Two billion people are watching a television set that could conceivably be tuned into the Oscars.
No, 2 billion people have a television set that could conceivably be tuned into the Oscars.
Okay.
To be watching it, they would, in many cases, have to be awake in the middle of the night, which, you know, a lot of us can't even stay up until midnight to see who wins Best Picture. I don't think too many people are staying up till 4 in the morning.
Where did the billion number come from?
About 20 years ago, somebody in the Academy got it into their head that this would be a great number to have out there. And it worked, because we've been quoting it ever since. The figure actually popped up just this week in the New Republic in a very revealing way. The writer says that, quote, anything that gets 1 billion people to pay attention cannot be shrugged off as inconsequential. And so I think when we say there are 1 billion people watching, it's our way, as people who are obsessed with the Oscars, to justify that obsession by pretending that the whole world shares it with us.
So how many people do you think will be watching?
100 million, maybe 125 million.
That's a far cry from a billion.
It is, but, you know, I'm just making that number up.
which is, you say, what they did to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
If anything that could command a billion is not inconsequential, does it follow that something which does not command a billion sets of eyeballs is inconsequential?
No, not at all. The reason that the Oscars are inconsequential has nothing to do with the number of people who are watching.
That's a whole other conversation. Daniel Radosh is a freelance journalist who lives in Brooklyn. I read on your blog you don't like thank yous, so long.
You bet.